I have a note that the meeting recording is in progress. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute all participants and I will unmute those we need. Unmute Amy. Mark Thomas. Okay. Let's get started. Thank you very much for joining us. It is 7:04. I've muted all participants except for the clerk and the council. Now I'll call this meeting to order and read the Open Public Meetings Statement. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin board, municipal building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Instructions and the link for the online meeting, the WebEx meeting, were posted on the Township website and are included in the agenda, which is posted on the agenda page. Ms. Connor, would you please do the roll?
Sure. Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Swick? Here. And Council President Malay?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you much. Before we begin, I just want to a couple of items that are administrative. First and foremost, I'd like to apologize. I made a mistake during the last meeting and failed to hit the record button. As a result, we didn't have a recording. There's a partial recording of public comments. And I think, Carla, we're getting some feedback from you, so I've muted you, Carla. So if anybody needs the public comment section of the meeting from last time, you can request it from the clerk. Also want to point out that Mr. Landon, our administrator, is unable to attend tonight, so he won't be with us. And for the duration of the meeting, I will be keeping everyone muted. I will unmute those who need to speak from the council. And then when we get to, we have two public hearings and we have one session of public comment. There is a button down on the bottom on most screens here where it says participants, it's a little person. If you click that button, it will provide you with a list of participants, and on there you can raise your hand.
All right.
If it is time for public comment, you can do that, and I'll call on you. For those of you on the phone, I'll read out the first six digits of your phone number, and after that, I'll open it up to everybody just in case I miss somebody. So with that having been said, we'll move on to the first item on our list, which is approval of minutes, the first being the regular session for April 8th, 2020. Do I have any comments or concerns from council?
Strauss, none.
Thank you, sir. I know I made a couple edits and I sent them to the clerk. So in that instance, I'll make a motion. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Ms. Connor?
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. The second item on the agenda for minutes is the regular session from April 22nd, 2020. Same here, I made some adjustments. Does anybody have any questions, concerns, or comments? All right, not hearing any, may I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. Thank you very much. We are now moving to reports. We don't have a consent agenda this week, so. Councilman Strauss, any reports?
Yes, thank you, Council President. Real brief on my two committees. Clinton Township Board of Education, they had a working meeting that was held virtually back on Monday, June 1st. They have a second meeting, which is also a virtual meeting at this time, on Monday, June 15th, so this upcoming Monday at 7:30 p.m., and you need to register for any meeting that you want to attend with them, so they have your information, and then they send you the link to get on. So that's available right on the Clinton Township School District website, and it's really easy to do. For the Educational Commission, the Environmental Commission, they held their virtual meeting at 8 p.m. On Thursday, June 4th, and the time before that, the Sunday right before that, which was, I believe, was the 31st of May, they did a walkthrough at the Windy Acres site, checking out trails and the property and perspective layouts and where things may be going as the site starts to come together with both these important committees working together, open space as well as environmental. That's it for my reports, Brian, and Deed, I just have a few other things to bring up. Is now the time to do that, I believe.
It's as good a time as any.
Sounds good. So I saw an email come through again from the residents over on Blossom Hill Road that there was some zoning issues between Blossom Hill Road and Ramsey Road with boats and RVs. Tom Sylvia did answer her and was going to look into one of the issues that was still a possible conflict with our zoning rules and regulations. I think the other one he had checked on, and it was okay or permissible. The fire department is going to be participating in a parade this Friday to celebrate the graduation of the Northumberland graduating class, and it's also going to include all the sending districts, fire companies, as well as the rescue squads and the two local police departments, Town of Clinton and Clinton Township. Starts at 10 a.m. And I have to say, I have to thank Shannon Balkin and her friends for really the driving force behind this, as well as Mayor Kovacs from the Town of Clinton and the elected officials here in Clinton Township for agreeing to allow this to occur and also supporting and celebrating as a part of these graduates, as they are, at least here, not getting the full experience of a graduation like many of us, a part of this phone call tonight, were able to experience back in the day, and we won't mention years. So it's a really great thing for them to be a part of, and I'd like to see the whole community coming together and supporting this.
I agree, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, and Brian, that what you and I spoke about is still, if you want to, you know, join me. I did get a call from a resident over on Concord Road that lives across the street from the house that was taken down either late last year or early this year. I'm sure we're all familiar with that property. And it seems today the company that owned the fence that was around that property showed up and took the fence down. And when the resident went and questioned them, they said that we're just doing what we were told to do. Now, I don't know who originally put the fence up, if it was the builder or whoever, but the concern now of the residents in the area is that if the grass grows higher and someone goes onto the property, they may not see the foundation fall into it. Kids, you know, playing may fall into it, although they shouldn't be on the property, or animals may fall in there, you know, deer or bears or whatever could fall into the foundation of the house now that this fence is down. So it's not that the residents had the problem with the foundation still being there. They just feel it's an extreme liability and safety concern now that the fence has been taken down. And I was unaware of, Brian, when they asked who owned the property, if we had taken possession of it yet or it was still in litigation.
So, and actually, if we have Trishka on, Trishka can help me speak to that part. I think we're trying to look into how we proceed from here, because my understanding is that we were going to try to auction it as the result of a tax lien, but the owner paid off the tax lien.
Correct.
So we have to pursue next steps because obviously we incurred a cost which created a lien, a further lien on the property for demolition of the house. So we have to, I think, Trishka, we're looking into what our next steps are for starters. We'll address that one first.
Yeah, let me, my associate Jean Marie, who took over the file, I'll ask her to put a memo together to send out to you guys that identifies the various options. But yes, my understanding was that the owner had redeemed the taxes. So we don't have the ability to just take title to the property. The way it normally works with liens in terms of, for instance, the demolition expenses, that attaches to the property. I don't know if that gives us the ability to force a sale, however. So I'll have Jean follow up and send you guys some detailed guidance.
Thank you, Trishka. And then
what our options are. With respect to the foundation and the fence being taken down, I would definitely turn to...
That's the construction. That was my next... That's where we're headed next. So Carla and Tom, I know you're going to be involved in the zoning end. If you guys, one of you would take the ball and talk to Mike, our construction official. That does strike me as a safety issue and one that I think he probably required that fence to be up. So he may need to, that's a construction code thing.
Agreed.
And then Tom, I would imagine that's still on your vacant and abandoned list, right? I unmuted you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's still on the vacant abandoned list, and I could talk to Mike or send him an email in the morning, but I believe you're right. There is definitely a construction code that there needs to be a fence there.
Okay. Good. That was somebody causing some feedback. All right. Mark, anything else?
Yeah, just one more thing, and I promise to be brief on it. We all know what has been going on the last few weeks around the country and everything, and what most recently happened in the borough of Flemington, where the mayor removed the blue line from the road and claimed it was offending people. And this whole seems to be going on right now with this defund the police and, you know, taking powers away and non-support of the police. I think what she did in Flemington is deplorable. I know she is catching a lot of heat for it online and social media, as well as probably support for what she did, I would imagine, with everything else going on. So keeping other and keeping it subjective, I would like to see a blue line put on Valley Crest Road in support of our local police department, from the intersection of Highway 31, running along the length of the property and ending on or about the rear driveway that pulls in to the property at 1370 on 31. That's a municipal road. We have the control over it. And I think in this time, this day, and with what's going on now more than ever, municipalities should be standing behind their police departments. And that, I think, is a great gesture to do that. And I know that our police department is professional. They apply to all the standards and they agree and train. And, you know, we don't have to worry about this thing here, thank goodness. But I think, as I said, with all this outrage and anger and whatever is going on towards police, I believe that we should do that. And that's all I have to say.
That would be a good topic for discussion. It's certainly something I think we could look to see if DPW can do that. I know that road actually needs quite a bit of paving. So I don't know if that's maybe a near term or a later term thing, but I would tend to agree with the sentiment that we have an excellent police force, a well-trained police force, one where racism and racist actions are not tolerated, and a nice diverse group of professionals who come to work every day to make sure that the residents of Clinton Township are protected and safe, and that is their first and foremost mission. It is a really great group of women and men. But yeah, that's something we can discuss, and I'd welcome comments from any of the other council members on.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I love our police force. I would support that.
Okay. Mr. Kochanowski, Councilman, you're up on reports.
Yeah, the planning board meeting on Monday was canceled because of lack of applications. The next planning board meeting is also canceled, so I have nothing to report, and I feel very safe with my police force. That's it.
Thank you. Councilwoman Spitlick, trail time.
Yeah. Open space, Wendy Acres, Rich Shaw and I met at Wendy last Thursday morning to look at the wooded trail system that's being created. And then the same afternoon, I met with Jesse, Jay, Tom, and Rich, Sylvia, to review the existing trails that have been mowed now by Scott, the ones that are perimeter trails that the Environmental Commission put in a few years ago. They're in bad shape, but Scott did a really phenomenal job. We reviewed all the trails, and I think they're good to go. So we're happy with that. On our open space meeting, we've been talking. Tom, you might want to talk about it a little later or after this. We basically have been talking to environmental, and obviously open space has been talking about the pavilion for quite some time. I'd say January, the discussions were starting. So Tom has been good enough to get quotes for us, get different information from us. Rich Shaw has been going to different locations to view different pavilions and what might be the best fit. I think it was May 28th, we had a vote in favor of the pavilion, and one that Tom had selected, and it was 5-1 vote. And I'd also like to include that Andrew Holt, the chair of the environmental, was in full support of this pavilion. And Tom, you're communicating with Shirk Pole Barnes. I don't know if you want to elaborate it or you want to talk about it now or your reports.
Yeah, I talked to Shirk today. We're just waiting on some approval for the state for that Exxon money. And once we can move forward, they're prepared. They're about a week out for a site meeting. So they're prepared to come out once they get a purchase order. They can come out and meet us at the site and go over all the particulars. Where you and Rich can ask questions, and myself and Jesse and whoever wants to, Jay. They did the same thing with the pole building at Bunt Park, and it was a really good experience. We got colors down, and any additions, bells and whistles we wanted to add to the project. So I'm thinking about a week we'll probably be able to move forward with that, I'm hoping. But again, the state is pretty backed up. I know Carla's been on top of that, along with Lori, trying to hear back from the state and get that approval we need. But once we get that, we should be good to go.
Thanks, Tom. I want to talk about the furnace, which is on our open space property over near Beaverbrook. That historic site has been there since the 1700s, and it was falling apart. I've sent you guys pictures of it and mentioned it before, so I won't go into detail of it. But Mike McHugh has made a temporary structure to hold it up. He also suggested that he could do a permanent fix, so he felt it necessary to have a couple people from open space, a couple people from historic, and myself go review his proposal and see what type of masonry work he would like to do. We were all very impressed with his suggestion, and we all agreed that he should proceed. The Ferran-Nassau Trail has opened, and it was opened on Sunday. We removed the keep out signs and caution tape. We finished the kiosk on Sunday, and we're working actually with council member from Highbridge, Councilman Strange from Highbridge. He created a really nice map of the Nassau Trail, and we're going to extend it so you can see the whole entire trail system, and then we're going to put it at all the trailheads. North and Voorhees, I talked to Marin today. I'm not sure if Mark mentioned it or not, but they're going to have a car parade in the town of Clinton at 10:30 on the 12th. And then they're going to have a virtual graduation afterwards. I asked her about the in-person ceremony. She said there's a possibility for an in-person ceremony. They're waiting for the governor to announce on July 3rd if they could have gatherings up to 500 people. And I have to say, I was on social media today, of course, and I saw a lot of graduates getting diplomas from North Hunterdon, Mr. Flynn, Dr. Cottrell. They literally went to every house for the past 3 days and hand-delivered a diploma for each graduate, which I just think is phenomenal. And that's it.
Yeah, and they've been doing that today and tomorrow. They're going to finish up the rest of the class.
Yeah, it was doing really nice that they did
person.
That.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, from my end, the Sewer Authority and the Historic Commission are both canceled their meetings at the beginning of the month. Sewer is planning to have theirs at the end of this month, and Historic, I think, early July. There are a couple items that are pertinent to the crisis. One is our revenue has been down, as I've said. It's part of the budget process we discussed a couple meetings back, but one of the things that struck me from the reports that we received the other day, our court revenue is down over $35,000 over the last 2 months. And fewer tickets and fewer tickets being processed in the court. So that is definitely an impact where we are probably going to see some reduced revenues. The other is we have to, as part of the outdoor dining that the governor is going to permit beginning on Monday, we are required to, let me just open this up, of the clerk and the officer in charge, whom I will unmute. He has two numbers here. So, Tom, you might get some feedback. Yeah, Tom, you're going to have to, I'm going to actually kick one of these off. Right. So we have to have the clerk and the charge approve the layouts, and that is part of the liquor license process. I'm going to try to share my screen. Let's see if it'll work. All right, so this is, let me see if I can zoom out. This is the layout for Finagles that they plan to use.
Yep.
Just trying to think if there's anything that's missing. There isn't. This is the building, and it looks like they're going to try to use the lower lot for seating. I don't know. Sure what this arrow is, but I imagine that the people will park up here and walk down this way is the way I believe it is. They'll come in this way, they'll go out that way. They'll have four people to a table, so it looks like they're going to have seven tables of four and four tables of eight spread apart 6 feet. Eight is the maximum, I believe, that one can have at a table. And then this is the proposal for
Juniper Hill.
Yeah. It's a little harder to see.
That's what he sent to the state. Going back to Finagles, if you can. I talked to Tom about this. Tom, are you going out tomorrow to look at everything?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. I spoke to Josh and Don from Finagles today, and then Josh from Juniper Hill. I also got a call from Prions today. I called her back, but wasn't able to get a hold of her. But I'm going at 11 to Juniper Hill and 11:30 to Finagles tomorrow to just, you know, briefly go over it and just see if there's any issues.
The only issue I have right now, Brian, can you go back to Finagles?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so how, with all the tables, how are the cars getting out of the parking lot? Do they have to get out right on 31, which is a little dangerous?
They've always done
that. I think so. That's how I get out of that parking lot now.
Yeah, they use that. They do it now, actually. They go out that way. So that's probably the
Say that again. You broke up.
Is that me? They do that now. You can pull out on the 31. I mean, I don't really see an issue with it. I don't, because it's not as crowded as it usually is. But I guess that's the point of me going over there tomorrow to kind of, you know, offer some advice to them and see okay. what the game plan is.
I think that's really the just to give you guys an idea. It looks like they're going to expand here at Juniper Hill out front, and most of the remaining parking will be retained. So that flow looks pretty good. I just got these this afternoon. I think the intent though for this conversation is the process is going to be that Carla and Tom or Lieutenant DeRosa rather approve these things as they receive them, and this will allow businesses to get going with their plans without having to wait for the council to take action. And if we're all comfortable with their ability to do that, I think Tom addressing the finagles when he goes out for tomorrow on his visit, I think this is a good plan.
Brian, can I just jump in for a second? So what this is also just to make sure everybody understands what this process is doing. It's a special process that the Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control has set up to enable businesses that have a plenary consumption liquor license to basically serve alcohol outside in areas that might not currently be covered by their license. So it is limited to current license holders, but it's basically a temporary expansion of the licensed premises, and it has to be endorsed by the clerk and by the chief of police, or in this case, our officer in charge. And although formal council approval is not required at the moment, ABC would like to at least see some input from the council just to make sure that there's no objections. You know, for instance, one of the things they're concerned about is impact to neighbors. So you could envision the situation where a restaurant is expanding right by somebody's property line, and maybe they, you know, the municipality doesn't want alcohol served till late in the night right on someone's property line. So that's just a background explanation. And part of this is just to make sure that nobody on the council has any concerns, because those would need to be flagged. And then basically the clerk and the chief law enforcement officer have 7 business days from when one of these applications comes in to either approve it or disapprove it. And if their endorsement is not provided, then the application's automatically turned down.
So we need to be expeditious about this.
And again, it doesn't prevent... The lack of endorsement doesn't prevent any of these restaurants from having their tables outside, but they wouldn't be able to serve alcohol in those areas without this special permit.
Does anyone on council have concerns about the process?
No.
Perfect. I would ask the clerk and officer in charge to proceed thoroughly and expeditiously.
Maybe we could just get a quick motion from the council.
Sure.
Just approving both of these applications.
But so now, Carla, we have one motion, but before we proceed, Trishka, the concern that I would have is they're going to have an application from Cryan's in the interim that we won't approve or disapprove.
But what I would make, how about this? As part of your motion, have the motion be to endorse the applications that you've already received from Juniper Hill and from Finagles, and then authorizing the clerk and your chief law enforcement officer to endorse the application by clients if they are satisfied that the expansion doesn't pose any safety concerns or other concerns. If they do have concerns, then they need to come back to the council, and we can call a special meeting for that on pretty short order.
Okay. Councilman Strauss, are you good with making that motion as amended?
I am, sir.
Thank you much. May I have a second?
Second.
And let me hold on, Carla. I got to unmute you. I got to find you now. There you go.
Okay. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick. And Council President Millay.
Yes. My reports before I kick it over.
Oh, Brian, just before resolutions, do the appointment by my acting mayor. You forgot that one.
Oh, thank you. I don't know why I missed it. take a look. That's really weird.
Doing a great job as the mayor. You're skipping things on the agenda, just like he.
Oh, it's not. And the best part is he gets to watch. I tell you what, I can't wait for his return.
No, I don't like this abuse from you guys.
I was going to say, Carla, it's not on the one that's on the website. That's the one I used.
Oh, wow.
So I will make that adjustment, but let me finish up my reports really briefly. Also, for folks' information, the Wepler Farm land, which is on Cokesbury Road, just north of the Round Valley School, the county is in the process of turning that into preserved farmland. So that's a really, really nice development, and will preserve what's a great view shed, frankly, for anybody who's driven down Cokesbury Road heading toward 22 to see the reservoir in the background and that beautiful farm just before you hit the school. That's really great news. And then the only other thing is, Rec, Tom, we're meeting on the 22nd, and I know you're excited that we may be able to have larger gatherings of people outdoors and that we're doing more online with programs, and hopefully we'll have a nice community day event of some size to be determined in September. So I don't know if I missed anything or you want to add anything. You're here.
No, that's it. We're slowly starting to schedule some programs at Bump Park, obviously with social distancing and following the governor's guidelines. But USA Sports, who's run programs for us for years, is offering some things at Bunt in July and August. And other than that, just looking forward to meeting with the schools and planning our fall use. That's going to be pretty important to what we do. Our usage in the schools is very important. So just looking to sit down with them and talk. And then, like you said, hopefully planning an event in September sometime to get back to celebrating the community and everything we've been through the last few months.
Terrific. Thank you very much. I'm going to throw it over to Lieutenant DeRose. But before I do, I just want to add to the comments we had before when we were talking about the police department, and commend the job that Lieutenant DeRosa, you're doing with the department. I think the change in leadership we've had has been phenomenal, and I think that the department's really headed in the right direction, and we're well equipped to handle a lot of the issues that we're seeing all around us. So with that, what would you like to report?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just as somebody mentioned before, we have Friday, the parade for North Hunterdon. Mr. Bender was kind enough to pay our officers overtime, which was really nice. So I have four officers, including Rafaela, and the three class threes are going to assist. Getting back to the court, they were doing virtual court today. To be honest with you, I don't know how it went. It looked like it was going a little slow. I left early today, but at least we're getting going on that, and that should be speeding up as we go on. Like I said, tomorrow I'm meeting with Josh and Finagles, Don Tallman there. I will report back to Carla as soon as I, look at it tomorrow. I don't really see any huge, as far as Finagles, or not Finagles, Cryans, they called me later today. I'm going to try to fit them in tomorrow and see if I can knock that out and see, if we can at least get a preliminary report. I want to see these guys, get going again so they can get their businesses moving. As far as the police department, we're moving along. I mean, we are, we have been active. We are starting to, write tickets, stuff like that. It's going to take a while for the court to get going again. I don't know where they're at with this whole thing, but it has been a process. And, until they open up our court, I think it's going to be continually be slow as far as the revenue and like that. Going back to the whole thing with, I've been in contact with Council President Millay, and as far as, you know, the whole thing that I'm sure everybody read about the town of Clinton incident, one thing I will say is we were there to assist. I had at least 7 to 8 officers assisting. However, you know, on our end, we really don't know much. It wasn't our incident. It wasn't our, we were just there to assist. So we were getting a lot of feedback and a lot of backlash. People coming after us, they didn't realize that it's the township and the town of Clinton. So I think we got that straight now. It seems to be working out. And I do want to say hello to Mayor Higgins. I saw see you on here. It's great to see you on here. I don't know if you can hear me, but as far as if anybody's got any questions for me, one other thing I just want to say, I was contacted with the chief in Highbridge. Apparently they have some kind of protest going on there. It seems like in the next 2 weeks, he asked for our assistance, which I gladly offered again. So I don't know what that's going to entail. It's somewhere in, you know, obviously the Highbridge is not very big, but I will keep everybody posted on that. But I think he said June 24th or maybe June 30th. So, but we got time to prepare for that. So that's it for me. If anybody has any questions.
Questions from council?
No, I just want to add, because John Cryan died last week, if anyone doesn't know.
Yes, I know they did a repass for him Monday. Somebody called me about that. They were in the back parking lot, and I said, you know, no problem. We're not going to bother anybody. Yeah. But one final thing I do want to say is, you know, for Brian, thank you for your support. Thank you for everybody's support. You know, everybody on council, it's great to have the support, and from the bottom of my heart, and even the officers, we greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for all you do. All right. I'm going to double back because Ms. Connor pointed out my error, and at least I'm recording still. I've been checking. The Board of Adjustment has had an opening, and in consultation with Mayor Higgins, who's on, he reminded me of this fact when we had some interest from a longtime resident of Clinton Township who would like to get more involved and has a really great background and I think would be a wonderful addition, Heidi Rohrbach. She has spoken to Tom McCaffrey, our chairman for the Board of Adjustment, and he approves. So I will be making an appointment of Heidi Rohrbach to the 2-year term, alternate seat 2, which will expire in December of 2021. So now that that's official, we'll move on to resolutions. The first resolution is authorizing the purchase of Napa auto and truck parts from state contract number 42093. This is a routine not to exceed purchase order resolution so that DPW can go forward with the repairs and part acquisitions that they need to make. Does anyone on council have concerns, questions, or wish to have a discussion? No. All right. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Tom. I'll make the second. Hold on a second, Carla.
Oh.
We get feedback from you, so I mute you.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik?
Yes.
And Council President Millay?
Yes. The second resolution is the renewal of township liquor license for the 2019-2020 license term due to special ruling 12.39. This is for the Chase Bank. This is a renewal of their special 2-year license that is predicated on the COVID situation, the coronavirus. So there's a special license that they need. Any concerns, questions?
Strauss, no.
All right, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Strauss, second.
All right, Carl, take your pick.
Yeah, I gave it to Tom. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the application to Hunterdon County for municipal open space grant Windy Acres for $68,113. This is money that we generate in open space tax, our portion of the county's open space tax that's collected every year. And we've put two other parcels at Windy Acres into preservation, and as a result, we're eligible for some more money. $68,000 is what we have on our account down there at the county right now. So, I have any questions from the council? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
Strauss.
I got Amy first.
All right, and Councilman Strauss will be the second.
Okay, Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes. Next is authorizing the purchase of cellular devices through the state contract number T216A with FirstNet. I guess we need to purchase a few more cell phones to replace older or outdated ones. Any concern or questions on the part of council? Not hearing anything. May I have a motion?
So moved. Mark?
All right. Carla, Tom got the second.
No, I didn't hear him at all. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes. Finally, we'll do the salary resolution for 2020. This is the annual resolution. By and large, most of the changes are in line with what we've given. We have very few people who aren't in one of the unions, and this is for those who are not. And most of the raises will be in line with those contracted raises. Do we have any concerns or questions on the part of council? Not hearing any. I will make the motion. May I have a second, please?
Strauss, second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes. Okay. Now, as Mayor Higgins used to say, the action-packed part of the meeting. We are going to have two ordinances for adoption that require a public hearing. We'll also have the budget hearing. For all of these and the public comment session, I will ask you, if you can, if you're joining on your computer or other device and not on the phone, to find yourself in the list of participants and raise your hand if you'd like to comment when we get to the public hearing portion. If you're on the phone, I'll call out your number and unmute you. And if you have any comments, you are welcome to do that at the time. At the end, I will unmute everybody just in case, for some reason or another, we missed somebody. As with the public comment session, I'd like to point out the comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person and must pertain to the issue at hand for these public hearings. We ask that all of you keep your microphones muted unless you're speaking. All right, with that dispatched, let's move first to the ordinance number 1137-2020, calendar year 2020 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank for NJSA 40A:4-45.14. This is to set the cap. To allow a bank on what we're allowed to do for the appropriations limit each year, what we can increase our appropriations by. Typically, we don't utilize the full amount we're authorized to use. We're allowed to increase it a little bit, the cap limit. And this really just allows us to bump it up from what the standard is and to bank some appropriation increases for future years. Before I open it up for public comment, I'd like to ask the council if there's any discussion.
I do not have any.
Thank you, Mark. All right, not hearing anything, I will now open the floor to the public for the public hearing. I do not see any attendees online who have raised their hand. So I will call on the first call-in user, number 908-443. You are unmuted. User number 908-443, your phone. Have you got any comments? If not, we're going to move on.
No comments.
Thank you much. Next is user number 610-390. Any comments?
No comment.
Thank you much. All right. I don't see anybody else. I'd ask everybody to find what they say. I'm going to unmute everybody just in case. Is there anybody who I might have missed who'd like to make a comment? Okay, not hearing any. I'm going to close the public comment quite literally. I'm going to open back up all those we need to vote. And I'm going to ask for a motion to adopt the ordinance.
I'll move.
May I have a second? I'll second, Carla.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes, Strauss.
Councilman Kaczynowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
Council President Millay.
Yes. Next, ordinance number 1138-2020, appropriating $75,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for planning and design expenses in connection with various water and sanitary sewer system improvements in and by the Township of Clinton and the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. As we discussed previously on a number of occasions, this is the funding mechanism for the resolution we did a few months back, allowing us to provide money to our affordable housing partner for work that will eventually be public for sewer and water connections. They're getting started in advance of getting tax credit financing in the fall as anticipated. Is there any concern or questions on the part of the council? All right. I'm not hearing or seeing any. So we'll open the public comment session, and we're going to look for hands. I see nobody has raised their hand. I don't think there are many people who are the public on virtually. Caller number 908-443, do you have any comments regarding this ordinance?
No comments.
Thank you much. Caller number 610-390, do you have any comments?
No comment.
Thank you much. And that's everybody. All right, I'm going to open up to all. Everyone's unmuted. Is there anybody I might have missed?
I'll be right.
Not hearing anybody, I'm going to close the public comment session. Make sure I hit the right button. And apologies for it takes to do this. May I have a motion then? Not hearing one, I'll make the motion. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes. All right. We have now the adoption of our 2020 budget and the public hearing thereof. We've discussed this at some length at the last meeting. There was a presentation that I put together and the budget itself, which were both posted to the township website. The budget this year, let's pull it up, my own reference. We are looking at a municipal tax rate increase of about 2.35%. Most of this increase is driven by salary increases and also largely an increase in reserve for uncollected taxes, which given the current situation is probably is most definitely a good plan. We had to add one position at the court by mandate from the state, and otherwise we're running a really frugal budget. We've reduced our debt quite a bit, and we're trying to be mindful of every dollar we spend while we maintain a healthy surplus. Before I open it to public comment, any questions or concerns on the part of the council for the budget?
I would just like to thank the finance committee. Can you hear me right?
Yep, we got you.
The finance committee who worked really hard on this. It's very time consuming and very difficult. I was on the finance committee when I was first on council, and I have a lot of gratitude for what you guys went through, and I think you did a really good job.
Thank you. Okay, appreciate that. Not hearing any other comments from council, I'm going to look to the public. We'll open the public hearing. I don't see any hands raised, so I'm going to go to the call-ins. Number 908-443, any comments regarding the budget?
No, sir.
Thank you much. Number 610-390, any comments regarding the budget?
No comments.
Thank you very much. One last time, I'm going to open it up to everybody, just in case I missed someone. Does anybody who I was up to, did anybody have a comment that I might have missed? Going once, going twice. In that case, I will close the public hearing. I've muted everybody. Give me 1 second to unmute everybody else. Okay. May I have a motion to adopt the budget, please?
So moved, Strauss.
May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes, and before she leaves, Mrs. Majeski, I just wanted to announce, I suppose, that our CFO has chosen to submit her resignation. It has been accepted with regret. We will greatly miss all the contributions that she's made to us and all the improvements she's brought to the township. So thank you very much for everything you've done, getting this budget through and providing us with a nice solid foundation going forward. If she's talking, she's muted, so. But I just wanted to thank her and also make sure that the public is aware that we're now in the market for a CFO. All right, we'll move on. Last but not least, before we hit public comment, are the vouchers, which I reviewed. Anybody have any concerns or questions regarding the vouchers?
No, Brian, I do not.
And the larger items were payment to the high school and contractual pay for some of our. With no comments or questions, can I please have a motion to approve the vouchers?
So moved.
Got the motion for the second, Carla.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes. Okay. Okay, we are now at the public comment session. I have this one, so we're going to limit comments to 3 minutes per person pertaining to a governmental issue that the commenter believes may be of concern to the township's residents. I just remind everybody that if you wish to speak on our online, I'd ask you to raise your hand and find yourself on the right there to raise your hand. If not, I will call out the call-in users afterward and then open it up to everybody just in case I missed someone. So, public comment time. I have one hand raised. Mr. Golden, hold on a second. Let's see. I thought I unmuted you. I've unmuted you, Mr. Golden. Go ahead. Oh, I can't hear you. Hold on. Can anybody else hear him?
No. Have him check his keyboard to make sure it's not on mute himself.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to call in is what you're saying. Okay, technical difficulties. But not the end of the world. Some dead space, but I'll fill it as we wait for him to call in. Okay, I have an 832971 number, which I assume is you.
That's me. Yes. Gotcha. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I'm Mark Golden. I recently moved to the township and living in Annandale, like the historic Annandale. And for the first few weeks when I moved here, I didn't have a car, and it was difficult to get around, particularly when walking to Clinton from Annandale. I would walk along Beaver Road and then over some bridge and then across the intersection. Mm-hmm. One thing I noticed also when walking along that and the freeway was that there was a clear place where all the grass was dead, which to me indicated that many people were walking there, but there's no paved sidewalk. And I'm wondering council people could take this as just as a concern going forward. And I wanted to thank you for all of the work that you've done to make this township great.
Thank you very much, Mark. And I will say this, and I think I probably speak for everybody else, if I had a guess based on conversations we've had in years past, a sidewalk along Beaver Ave leading into Clinton has definitely been on our wish list of items. We've had a very tight budget over the years. We've been trying to build up our surplus and find money to pave our roads. We have some roads that are really in rough shape, and we're starting to clear through those. However, the other aspect that we've had to deal with is that Beaver Avenue is a county road, and as a result, we need to get their approval as well, and we'll more than likely we would have to shoulder a lot of that burden. When the new affordable housing complex went in on the corner of Austin Hill, which I'm sure you may have seen. Mm-hmm. One of the requirements was for them to install sidewalks, and I think those are in. They're a little meandering, but I believe that they're in.
Yep. Great.
So it's definitely something the planning board, as they approve new applications along Beaver Ave, has in the back of their mind, but there haven't been so many. Okay. And effectuating that is a little bit difficult. it's definitely something on our to-do list, but yeah, it's just not something we've been able to get to yet.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I don't know if anyone else on council wants to add. Take that as a no. We'll ask number 908443. Do you have anything you'd like to comment on?
Just that I agree with that gentleman that just spoke. I also live in Herndale, and I think that would be a nice thing to have a safer way to get to Clinton.
Very good. I agree. And ma'am, I'm sorry, I'll have to ask you for your name, and you're in Annandale, so.
Lydia Kiker.
Thank you very much, Lydia. Yeah. And that was it. That's your comment?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us tonight. And lastly, number 610390, any public comment you'd like to make?
No, no comment at this time.
Thank you so much. I'm going to do one last, open it up to everybody, in case I missed anybody.
Just a comment from, can you hear me, Brian?
Hold on, I'm going to mute everybody, and then I am going to unmute the mayor. You only get a minute, though.
Pardon?
You only get 1 minute.
I thought it was 3 or 4.
Special rules.
Well, this is easy. I was going to say nice things about you. All kidding aside, thank you, Brian. I owe you a great debt of gratitude for filling in during my absence. I hope to be back for the next council meeting sometime in July. Particularly given the very difficult times that I was not able to be the real mayor for. So you've done an admirable job. You're going to be just a fine mayor, and I hope, salve my conscience, I guess, is I hope this experience sets you up for real success right off the bat as you become mayor. So thank you very, very much. You've done a fine job, and my hat's off.
Thank you very much. I wouldn't have been able to do it without your support and a number of phone calls and frankly, the support of everyone else on council and all their guidance and assistance over these last couple of months. So one more month and I'm holding you to it.
That's a deal.
Okay. Well, that concludes the public comment. And there is nothing else on the agenda.
Except the press.
Oh, the press. I'm sorry. I missed the hand. I'm sorry, Jane. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, I was going to ask when the mayor's coming back. I'm so glad that that's been answered. Are there only 3 liquor licenses in the township?
Hold on. Let me unmute Carla. I think there are more.
There's 10, but 3 have, well, if Brian's applied, only 3 have applied. That's what we're talking about.
And I think part of the issue there is only some of them have a license that permits them to serve alcohol outdoors.
Right.
Okay. Now the liquor license offered for the Chase Bank. What? That's confusing.
It's a pocket license. They're not using it, so they had to get a special ruling because they're holding the license to sell.
Right. So they,
for 2 years, they have to get the special ruling.
They acquired the Country Griddle, and the Country Griddle had a liquor license, and they acquired it along with the restaurant when they purchased the site for their bank, and they have not yet sold the license off.
No. So if you know anybody looking for a liquor license, there's one available. Okay.
And the Hunterdon County open space money, is that for putting another section of Windy Acres into open space?
Yeah, we've spoken about it a couple of times in the recent past. We're in the process of applying through the Green Acres program for funding from them for 2 parcels. One is about 10 acres and the other is just under 30, if I remember. And those two we had preserved. We had, when we acquired it originally, had set aside for potential future development, and we've now decided to preserve them.
Okay. And so this money from the county would go into that?
Yes, it would go to defray the cost of the acquisition from some years back.
When is the CFO's resignation effective?
It will be effective June 24th, I believe, is the newest date. She graciously offered to extend her time here, and we'll have her until, I guess, for another 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you so much. Very good. Mr. Strauss, it's now your part of the meeting.
Yes, I'm honored to make a motion to adjourn for this meeting.
Might we have a second?
Second.
All right, hang on, I'll unmute Carla. Go ahead, Carla.
Oh, Councilman Strauss?
What if I said no?
Then you'll be the only one left on.
We'll outvote you, Mark. Don't worry about it.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. Thank you all very much for attending, and I'm so glad. Oh, wait a minute. Did I record this?
Oh, gosh. Oh, geez. That's it.